The views and opinions expressed on the following program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Live from Chicago, the crossroads of America, Papa Say. Papa Say is a highly acclaimed Hoodoo practitioner and fourth-generation seer with over 50 years' experience in the spiritual path. Boasting a worldwide clientele from various age, education, economic and ethnic groups, Papa Say shares a vast wealth of knowledge with those who have both the desire to learn and will to do what it takes to control the many problems in life. Celebrities and regular persons alike use these same things offered in these broadcasts and now experience true happiness and peace of mind that comes when your problems are finally solved. Papa Say uses the secret knowledge taught to him by his parents and ancestors, along with practical knowledge from the Igbo in West Africa, the Seminole in the swamps of Florida, and the old Hoodoo root workers of Louisiana. Along with his formal education in theology, anthropology, and parapsychology, brings holistic dimension that touches you, spirit, mind, and body. And now your host, Papa Say.
Adirek, Azilek, Usia, Blusia, Mekatalin, Bahet Kaber, Eshtami Dukaram Isbeya Loktikbi. God bless my father's children here, there, and everywhere. Bonsoir and welcome to the only genuine hoodoo broadcast on the airwaves. This is your host, Monsieur Jean-Leon Devereaux, officially known by many as Papa Say, your hoodoo daddy, promising to tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God. Let me say that I love you, and you, and even you, and it makes no difference what you think of me, but it does make a difference what I think of you. I cannot allow hatred, jealousy, prejudice, religion, or greed to be a part of me. For I know and I want you to know that the real hoodoo brings light, love, and life to the world. God bless you. God keep you. May he lift his eyes up upon you and give you peace. May he bless your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even furthermore. This is my prayer for you. It has always been my prayer for you, and it will always be my prayer for you. Well, how are you? How are you? Today we have Hoodoo Money Readings. Hoodoo Money Readings. Now, that is a detailed reading about your money. Yeah, these readings are powerful because they tell you where your money is coming from. Yep, where your money is and where it's coming from. And I know everybody wants to know that because money is energy. Yes, it is. It is an energy. It is something which a person can grow by. A person is made, you know, to do and made a special person by his money. So I know that these money readings will be a blessing to whoever hears them. Yeah, to whoever hears them. But as first of all, well, I will want to give our number out because so many people hear this program and I don't know where they're calling from. I don't know because they want to get in, but they can't. Well, the number is 619-924-9801. 619-924-9801. Now let me give that one more time. The number is 619-924-9801. Now that's for whoever is listening to it. He's listening, but he don't know how to get into it. Don't know how to get here. If you call that number, we can take you. It will be one of our messages. Well, now, let me see how everybody is going. Yes, sir. And we will take some commercials. Then, only then, we'll be back with Who Do Money Readings. Now, don't go away, because we will be right back.
Is your success flying away from you? Is your money gone before you get it? Does everything you touch turn from sugar to shit? Then you need a miracle from Almighty God. Papa Say is your holy spiritual advisor. He helps with all spiritual and metaphysical problems. No matter how big or how small, God uses Papa Say to get rid of them all. Papa Say can look at the muddy water of deceit and see dry land, the good life, here and far away too. Papa Say helps married people and their children. He takes them off the streets, off the bottle, off of drugs and out of jail. Papa Say doesn't use tarot or a crystal ball. He uses the hand of Almighty God to see yesterday, today, and tomorrow to help you in your everyday life. Papa Say gets you out of trouble and puts you into the favored life of peace, prosperity, and paradise. Yes. Have no further questions? Then contact Papa Say at 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. Remember, there is one holy spiritual advisor, and that is Papa Say.
When you're in need, be sure to use Papa Say. Papa Say is a fourth-generation seer and an all-around hoodoo root doctor. Papa Say is that surefire person for getting whatever done to make your situation better. Papa Say can help you with everything from success in love to a continuous flow of money. Papa Say can remove that evil eye that's destroying your life and your future. Papa Say helps women get and keep their man and kids off the street, off of drugs, and out of jail. Papa Say doesn't use a tarot or a crystal ball. He uses an ordinary deck of playing cards, a time-honored method used by all real hoodoos. Papa Say can look through muddy water and spot dry land. He's not an ordinary reader or psychic. He's your holy spiritual advisor. You need him? Call him at 1-800-ASK-KEEN. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN. And ask for extension 055-9865. That's 055-9865. 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. Remember, there's only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say.
Don't miss Papa Say's quick instant blessing for this week. This will get you motivated for all that you are supposed to be and have what you are supposed to have instantly. The quick instant blessing is the surefire way to get out of debt, pay all bills, and to be free this month, guaranteed. So don't miss the quick instant blessing Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time. That's this Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time. Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time. The quick instant blessing. Be there.
All right. Now, you who want hoodoo money readings, we are going to have them. But first, I have to pray. Yes, I have to pray first. Okay? And after the prayer, you will have it, okay? All right. Baruch Hashem. all seven spirits of God. You will hold all things in your hands. Give unto me the power to know all things. All things through this device, which I now hold in my hand. Send them through the spirit of Yahweh, the spirit of Chokmah, the spirit of Shoresh, the spirit of Etzah, the spirit of Gibor, the spirit of Da'af, and the Yira Yahweh. I do worship the only one true God. Amin Selah. His delight shall be in the fear of Yahweh, and he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes. Neither decide after the hearing of his ears. With righteousness he will judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the land. And he shall smite with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. The righteous shall be in the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness the girdle of his reins. For the earth shall be full of the knowledge of Yahweh, as the waters cover the sea. Okay, we will give money readings when? Right about now. Okay, area code 903. You're the first person. 903, this is for you. Hello?
Hello, Papa. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing good. And I'm fixing to open up a new business, looks like, sometime early part of next month. And I was wanting a money reading and see how that's going to go.
Okay. Well, the first card is the Jack of Clubs. The second card is the Ten of Spades. Then the third card is the Ace of Diamonds. Now, I will tell you, well, I'll give you another one, too. Might as well. Is the tenth card is the Ten of Clubs. Well, the Ten of Clubs and the Jack of Clubs do one thing. It gives you luck. You have much luck in that. And the Ten of Spades work. You will have a work that you do, but it'll be great. And all of that is for really the third card, the Ace of Diamonds, which is money. So you will have money, but most of all, you'll have luck for it. You will be lucky with money. You will be favored with money wherever you go. Now, you're going to work for it. You have something you'll work for, but you will be favored with money. You know, and all of those cards mean that you are the blessed person. You are the blessed person who will receive something from God. Something from God. Now, I would advise you to get the Ten of Clubs. Take the Ten of Clubs out of the deck. And keep it with you wherever you go. The Ten of Clubs, because it'll be a blessing to you, okay?
Okay, thank you, Papa.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Well, that was good. That one's good. Now, here's somebody else. 706. 706, this is your card. Hello? 706.
Hello, Papa Say. How are you?
I'm fine.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm
you
fine,
all right?
Thank you. I'm all
okay.
Right.
Okay. Okay. All right, now, the first card is the Nine of Clubs. The second card is the Jack of Diamonds. The third card is the Queen of Clubs. And the fourth card is the Ace of Clubs. The Ace of Clubs. Well, I'll tell you something. I'll tell you something. You've got a lot of luck working for you. A whole lot of luck. You got, anywhere you go, you're going to be a little lucky. You're going to receive money. Now, that Jack of Diamonds means money. That means money. And it means, well, I'll just tell you this, it means a young man is going to give you some money. Yes, he is. A young man is going to give you some money. So your money is going to be good. It's going to be good. Now, I advise you for this week to get a new deck of cards and to take the Jack of Diamonds out and to keep it with you. Keep it with in your pocket, in your purse, but put that Jack of Diamonds somewhere near you. Somewhere near you. That is really your utmost thing. But all those clubs, oh my God, the Ace of Clubs, the Queen of Clubs, and the Nine of Clubs. Well, the Nine of Clubs really, really means you'll be lucky. You will be lucky. And the Queen of Clubs, the Queen of Clubs means a woman is going to give you luck. A woman is going to do it. So you don't have anything to worry about. Nothing whatsoever, but get that Jack of Diamonds. Now, keep that card with you. And God bless you. God keep you.
Okay, thank you. God bless you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, oh, we got so many people. I tell you, well, here's another one. 573, 573, this is your... This is Papa Say. How are you? Hello? 573, this is Papa Say. Hello? Well, must be somebody, but they're gone. Guess we try to keep on going. Well, 313, this is Papa Say. Hello?
Hi, Papa. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. I can hear you fine. How are you?
I'm doing well. I would like a money reading.
Okay. The first card is the Eight of Diamonds. The second card is the Nine of Hearts. The third card is the Eight of Clubs. And the fourth card is the Seven of Spades. Now, you got every one of the suits here. You got all four of the suits. Now, that the Eight of Diamonds and that Eight of Clubs are working together. They are working together. Now, that Eight of Diamonds is money. It is money. And the Eight of Clubs is luck. You have lucky money. Your money is lucky, and it's coming to you. Now, the Nine of Hearts is talking about, love. And where there's love, there's money. Where there's love, there's money. So, with that love, you will receive a certain amount, a great amount of money. Now, Seven of Spades, at the top, which sings over all of them, that Seven of Spades means you have certain amount of work, a certain amount of work to do, but that seven of spades means spiritual work. It's spiritual work you have to do. You have to do. Now, and with that spiritual work, you will have your money. You will have your money. Now, I advise you to take out the eight of clubs out of a deck of cards. Get the eight of clubs. Get the eight of clubs. And keep it on the right side of you. The right side. This week, take the eight of clubs and keep it on the right side of you. Because it'll be a talisman to you. And God bless you and God keep you.
Thank you, Papa.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, certain people do well. Okay, and next one is 646. 646. Okay, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you this evening?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing good. A little under the weather, coming down, I think, with the cold.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm taking the antibiotics, so I should be fine in a few days.
Okay. The first card is the Deuce of Spades. The second card is the Six of Clubs. The third card is the Three of Diamonds. And the fourth card is the Queen of Clubs. Okay, that Deuce of Spades and Queen of Clubs are working together. They are a certain amount of work that you're doing, which will make certain things around you favorable. Now, that Queen of Spades is a woman. Well, to tell you the truth, the Queen of Spades is really you. You are getting a woman. And you are on top of all this. Now that deuce means that you're getting this money, you're working, and it's following you. It's before you and behind you. Now the Six of Clubs, the Six of Clubs means you are paralleled on both sides by luck. You have luck, phenomenal luck with that, because you are the type of person whom luck is looking for. Now, that Three of Hearts, that Three of Diamonds, that Three of Diamonds means that you will have money before you and behind you, but with you now, it's money in past, present, and future. Now, for your blessing this week, take you a Three of Diamonds. Get a deck of cards and take the Three of Diamonds out and keep that Three with you. Keep that Three of Diamonds with you on the right side. Take a deck of cards and get the Three of Diamonds and pull it out and take it with you. And then the Lord will bless you. He will bless you. You will have money you never thought you would have. All right? And God
okay.
bless you.
Okay,
God
thank
bless
you. All right.
All right. Well. Here we go with another one. Well, 573. This is Papa Say. How are you doing?
I'm good, Papa. How are you tonight, sir?
I'm fine. How are you?
Okay. I'd like to get a money reading, please.
Okay, the first card is the King of Spades. The second card is the Seven of Diamonds. The third card is the Three of Spades. And the fourth card is the Four of Spades. Now, you have three cards which is spades. The Three of Spades, the Four of Spades, and the King of Spades. Which means that you have the work that you do. You know, you got a small amount, the 3 and the 4, but that king is something which will move all the trouble out the way. So you are someone who works for his money and who will get his money as long as you are in the way. Now, that seven of diamonds is money. The 7 of diamonds is money, but the money is going to come by a spiritual means. So what you should do is you should pray for your money, but more than that, you should look for your money. Now, the way that you do it is get a deck of cards and pull out the 7 of diamonds. Pull out the 7 of diamonds and put the 7 of diamonds on your right side. The 7 of diamonds on your right side. And you will be blessed. You will be blessed phenomenally. And God bless you real good.
All right. Thank you, sir. And God bless you, too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Well, sir. Well, here's somebody else from 573. 573 is Papa Say. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Papa Say.
How are you?
Yeah. I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you. I would like a reading, please.
Okay. The first card is the 5 of diamonds. The second card is the 8 of hearts. The third card is the 2 of diamonds. And the fourth card is the 2 of clubs. Oh, well. That 5 of diamonds and that deuce of diamonds are working together. They are working together. That 5 of diamonds is money. It is money. It is money that's covering you. It is the 5 spot. You got money in all 4 directions and on you. And the deuce is money is before you and following you. So you have got money, and that's just it. Now the 8 of hearts is love. Love, which means what? Love follows money. Love follows money. So you have it, and that will be there for you. Now, that deuce of clubs is luck. It is phenomenal luck. It is luck going before you and behind you. So with the luck going before and behind you and the money going before and behind you, you are very, very lucky. You have a very, very lucky sense about you. You know, so that luck will automatically push certain things out of the way. It'll push certain things out of the way. You will be a lucky person. And the 8 of hearts means love in all directions, all 4 directions, and a double portion of it. Now, I advise you this week to take a deck of cards and to take out of it the 5 of diamonds. Take the 5 of diamonds out and to wear that 5 of diamonds on your left side. Wear the 5 of diamonds on your left side. Now, it's not going to hurt you. You will do fine with it. But wear that 5 of diamonds. And I'll tell you something. Using the 5, you will see, glory be to God, that before you, behind you, to the right, and to the left of you, God will give you his best. Remember that. Before you, behind you, to the right of you, and to the left of you, God will give you his best. And whatever folks say, whatever they say, you know, just remember, well, remember that two of diamonds also, which is luck, which is money coming behind you and money going from behind you. Money coming forward and money going behind you. Okay? And God bless you and God keep you.
Thank you. Thank you. You too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, I be. Well, you have heard it. You have heard what the Lord has to say. Well, I tell you what, let us try. Let's put on another commercial and come right back, okay? Okay.
Don't miss Papa Says Quick Instant Blessing for this week. This will get you motivated for all that you are supposed to be and have what you are supposed to have instantly. The Quick Instant Blessing is the surefire way to get out of debt, pay all bills, and to be free this month, guaranteed. So don't miss the Quick Instant Blessing Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time. That's this Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time. Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time. The Quick Instant Blessing. Be there.
Della Benton can neither read nor write and doesn't know her age. Old Della Benton can neither read nor write and doesn't know her age. She must be near 70. Della was a washwoman several years ago, and I remember hearing her tell something about hoodoos. So we went to see Della to get all we could about it. Honey, don't you know if you make a hole in a tree and put a hair from the head of the person you want to hoodoo in the tree and sit it up in there, the person will go crazy? Yes, ma'am. If you put pins and needles in with the hair before you seal the hole, they will die. Why, my neighbor Angelina Thompson was hoodooed by a woman. And I'll just tell you over. She let her tell you for herself. And if you want to drive somebody away from you or away from home so they never come back, take one of their hairs and put it in a stream of running water so it will run out and then will leave home and never come back. Now, and somebody can get your track and run you slam crazy. Yes, they can get you where you step in the clay and mud and get it and hit it up. Something does things to you and you goes crazy. Now, you children come over here to Sister Thompson and she can tell you for herself what was done to her when she was hoodooed. We went to a nearby house and Della called Angelina out. She told us that she was truly hoodooed, and she said what she said was as follows. Sister Thompson, tell these ladies about being hoodooed. Y'all, okay, that's all right. This is some of what my white folks I used to work for long time ago. Yes, Angelina told the father. Then Angelina told her, Yasin, I surely was hoodoo. How it come about I loaned my clothes to a woman, a dress and shoes. She put something on them that looked like snuff. It was brown looking, and I just looked through. She had spilled snuff on it. That was 18 years ago, and she hid it out of jealousy. She wanted my old man, and she thought she'd hoodoo me, and I'd die, and she'd get him. And wouldn't too if in your hair hadn't been a mother die. For you all know she's a hoodoo doctor that lives in Lockport. And I went to her for about 2 years, and she cured me. Mother died, is dead now, but Jess Rogers, that man does a doctoring now. Now, you all know how he affected me when I was hoodoo. I told you about the brown stuff being in my shoes and on my dress. Well, I put them on, and a little while, my feet itched like it wouldn't claw bones out. I never was in such misery. Then I took something like a dry rot. The meat come off of my fingers and toes. Just look at my scars, and look at the scars in my hair. See how my hand is all scarred up. At times, I had a mind, and I wanted to go, and where to go where. They had to watch me all the time. But old mother died, cured me. And that woman, boy, couldn't get my old man after all. Now, Angelina and Dr. Della talked among themselves for a moment. And Della said, I believe I will. Then she said, does you know Phil Green, who lives about 2 miles down the Junction City Highway? He is a hoodoo man. He can tell you things if you care to go off, you go with you. He can tell you what is going to happen and what was happening. What has happened, and he can hoodoo. Of course, we were in going right then while we had a car. So Della crawled back in the seat, and we were away to Phil Green. We went out the highway about 2 miles and turned up off a country road, uphill and down, around this field and that. And through a big gate, winding around through a field and orchard. At last, we arrived. Phil Green looked to be a prosperous farmer. He drove up to the back of the house and around the front. Now, some Negro killed a chicken for dinner. Several cars were parked in the yard. One bore a Louisiana license. The park was full of Negroes. Della called and asked if Phil was there. They replied that he was, but that he was busy. And Della said, we wants to see him. And a black Negro came out of the car. My, she was furious. She had never seen a Negro so angry before. The first thing she did was tell us that they didn't serve white people the way she expressed it to us. As a scream, she said, we don't use white people. No, sir. We don't use them. It's too dangerous. And don't care, you told Phil use white people. He don't. He is my husband and won't let him. She soon pacified, telling her that her appreciated point of view, and that it was perfectly all right with us. Della crawled out the car right now and said, you all looks the way back downtown, don't you? I's going to stay. The next morning, we went back to Della's. She told that the people on Phil's front porch were from Marion, Louisiana, and that they had come to get him and tell him how to get one of the men of the family out of the penitentiary. She apologized for taking us out there and declared that she believed that he once served white people. Aunt Delcy Myborn and her family declared that she would be 100 this August. It was an ex-slave. Yes, she is an ex-slave. And Mr. John Wright of Louisiana was her master. Yes, some children. I'm a man and old. I was one of the last young niggas on master's plantation. My job was nursing children. Old Master Farmer was living in them days, and he fought in the Revolution War. Yes, sir, he did. He was real old, and his mother chewed for him, as she did for her baby. I could see hardness since I got old, and I never did in my life. Slavery was the easiest time of all. My master was Charity, and she was the family cook. Yasser, and was the Magnus girl. I took care of the children. Old master's wife lost her mind, and they told they had to watch her all the time. Did you ask? They sent her to the asylum. No, man. There ain't no asylums in them days. And away old master had plenty of niggas to wait on her and take care of her and watch her so she would get out and get hurt. She did slip out one time, and she was toting the flour from meal from the gate to the kitchen, and she grabbed away from me and throwed it all over me and rubbed it in my face good and then laughed at me. Then she run and got in the creek, down in the water, and niggas had to get in there and get her. It made her sick. And old master, she sure did get with niggas, letting her get out. So, I should wish all times could be slavery times. Had it everything nice then. And some children, and I can count them, but I'ma name them. Joe, Hayes, Abram, Bill, Johnny, Cara Charity, and Kayleen. I makes my home here with Charity. And Charity, baby child, she is 50. You ask if I ever heard of Haynes and never taken no fright of him off him? I've lived in houses other folks couldn't live in, but never lived that way, and I had to run from Haynes. I lived just like a millionaire, and I lived in slavery times, seen more hardness since I got old than I ever did in my life. Then left Aunt Dossie and her snap and went to find Aunt Jane Carter. Well, I hope that intrigued you, got all of you. Well, tomorrow we have those success meetings. That's what it is. Who do success readings? We'll have who do success readings tomorrow. And everybody, you come here at 7 o'clock and be ready for it. Be ready for it. Now, every one of you, I love you and I care about you. Thank you for coming by tonight. I love you and care about me. Now, remember, there is only one real hoodoo. Shona, only one real hoodoo. And only one Papa Say. God bless you, God keep you, and God be gracious unto you. May he bless your going out and your going in from this time forth and forevermore. And most of all, to you I'd say, good night.
The views and opinions expressed on the preceding program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Thanks to everyone in our entire audience for listening to this broadcast of Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio. Your host for this broadcast was Papa Say. Chatroom supervision provided by BT Destiny. The executive producer was George Carr. The broadcast director was James Best. On-air announcers were Myron Bast and Dorothy Knight. On-air announcer for Spanish was Diego Montoya. On-air announcer for French was Michel LeBlanc. Telephone screening provided by Nicole Lofton. Music recording and engineering provided by JT's Cop Database Engineering. The music heard on this program is under license by ASCAP and BMI. On-air engineering and recording for post-program archive provided by Blog Talk Radio, a corporation licensed by the State of New York with corporate offices in New Jersey. A recording of this and other broadcasts can be downloaded at www.blogtalkradio.com/papasay. This program has been brought to you by Big Gator Productions, which is solely responsible for its content. Remember to tune in next week at the same time for Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio.